Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Wednesday, 10 o'clock, my favorite hour with my favorite woman on earth. I've loved two women in my life desperately, my mom and my wife, and she's sitting here. Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good.
We do this every week, and it's a pleasure to have her and a blessing to have her, but we're going to get real serious real fast. We've got County Police Lieutenant Costa on the phone. Hi, Lieutenant. Thanks for doing this. How are you, sir?
Well, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad you did this. I get frustrated, and I know you do, and I know Brandon did, and Richard Bazzi, who put in half this $20,000 reward, is frustrated. Is it a frustrating process to try to bring someone to justice even after you throw out a $20,000 reward, sir?
Yeah, I would say so. We'd like to get more cooperation from people in the community.
Lieutenant Costa, so the reward was put out there, $20,000, half by Richard Bazzi. You know, Richard says he knows you and loves you, that you work with him prior on something similar. And Brandon, and I'm being told that this reward's been up for close to a week, sir. How many calls have you received as a result of that?
We received one phone call.
Wow. One call, sir.
Right. I think, you know, people have information that they think is insignificant, but, you know, they don't know the full details of the case, and something that they think is insignificant may be very important to us.
This is Christine. Can you give us an example of how something might seem insignificant but could, you know, help be a clue and ultimately lead to helping find this person?
A car that ran a stop sign, you know, at 12:30 in the morning, something like that.
Okay.
And we can work with that and check video, LPRs in the area, something that can lead us in the right direction.
Lieutenant Nando Costa with the County Police has been kind enough to join us. I'm confounded by this, this lack of information from the public. I am kind of disgusted by it as well, but I'm not going to ask you to express that towards us, sir. I just want your opinion. Is it surprising to you that folks didn't respond to a $20,000 offer of an award, sir, reward?
Is it? It's a good question. I think that we put out rewards in the hope that people call, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So is it surprising? No, but it's not something that we do because sometimes, you know, we do get information by putting out reward money or by the family putting out reward money.
He makes a great point, because it's not always effective, is it, sir?
It's not always effective, but it's effective. Even if it's effective 1% of the time, then we'll try it.
And what do you think is going on in communities when people don't come forward about a crime where there's a reward or maybe there's not? Is it a fear of retaliation? What's going on?
It's about retaliation, which is very rare, but more being stigmatized as being a snitch, for lack of a better term. That's the word that's thrown around a lot through social media, especially with social media. you know, things like that. But, you know, it's a young woman's life was taken for no reason. And sometimes people just need to step up. You know, these cases are a lot of times, you know, we have enough information that we know who the perpetrator is. Not saying that's this that case in this case, but we still have to be able to prove it in the courts. And for that, we need proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And, you know, that's kind of it's difficult to do. So we need to build the strongest case with the most information we can.
And it costs
to bring it to a court.
You know, you make several good points, and I think we need to underline what you said. Look, she's not a drug dealer. She's not a gangbanger. She's not a thug, not a hood. Don't label her. She's an innocent girl shot in the head, and she's pregnant, for God's sakes. But I heard the same thing you have. Sir, on the streets, in the neighborhood, doesn't matter if she's involved in crime. The person who does this, if someone finds out they got $20,000, they will now be labeled as a snitch and could be put at risk, right?
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, people could call in anonymous to us, you know, and we can take that information and we can build upon it. So, you know, it would be better if someone would step forward with good information. But if they're not willing to do that, then we'll take any anonymous calls as well.
And how do you overcome that? I mean, I know you do a lot of community work. Is that part of the discussions you have with people in the communities?
So with our role as the county police is an investigative agency. And most of that, I believe, would, you know, to the work that the local police departments do within their community.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the better relationship a local police department has in the community, the easier it is to solve crimes. Because a lot of people will tell, you know, the local officer that they know, and then they pass that information on to us.
Nice. Lieutenant, is this the best number, 1-833-ALL-TIPS? 1-833-ALL-TIPS, sir? Best line?
Yes, sir.
All right. Lieutenant, I appreciate you doing this important stuff. If we can ever help, please let us know.
All right. Thank you.
Right, thank ma'am. You.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.